I can report that we have more than 700 tests that are being processed by commercial labs for the state of South Dakota today. We will be getting the positives and the negative results reported back to us when they become available. The good news is that of the 14 cases that we've already reported in the state so far, 6 of them have fully recovered. Yesterday, we tested 58 high priority cases. 51 of those came back negative. 7 of them are positive. New cases, 6 of them are in Beadle County. I'll go through them and the specifics of each of those cases. The first one is a male, ages 60 to 69 years old. The second is a female, 50 to 59 years old. We have another female, 20 to 29 years old. We have a male, 20 to 29 years old. A female, 10 to 19 years old. And a male, 10 to 19 years old. We have one other person who tested positive yesterday. That individual is a male, 60 to 65 years old, from Brown County. And that individual's positive test was tied to travel. Brown County is travel related. The other 6 positive new cases that were identified today are going to be from the Beadle County area. Our investigation indicates that these cases in Beadle County are either related to current cases, so what means they interacted with somebody who's already tested positive, or travel related as well. As I've said before, and I want to remind people, if you are feeling sick, stay home. Do not expose yourself to other individuals. Call your doctor. They will walk through what you can do to be tested and identify what are your health concerns. If you do need some questions answered, go to covid.sd.gov or call the 800 number, 1-800-997-2880. In addition to steps that the rest of the state has already taken, because of the new positive cases we have coming out of Beadle County, there are things I am asking that specific county to do. At this time, they do not qualify for community spread, but I do believe they are on the verge of that. That is why I'm going to ask Beadle County to take extra steps to make sure they're protecting their population. I want them to take seriously the need for social distancing, and their local leadership I've already visited with. I've visited with the mayor of Huron. I've talked with local leaderships. They are prepared and willing to lay out the guidance for what needs to happen for social distancing and for business activities in Beadle County. I'm asking them to take more specific, greater hygiene practices. Schools will be closed. We are encouraging them to do telework where possible. The rest of the state, we've already encouraged that. For Beadle County, I want them to take that seriously. Self-isolation is incredibly important. There are large events throughout the state that have already been postponed. For Beadle County, I want them to stagger their work schedules. I want them to limit non-essential work travel and do regular health checks on individuals, making sure that they are staying home, that they are healthy, and they're taking the situation in their county specific and seriously. The rest of the state is still, according to the 3 different tiers of CDC infection positive rates, is at the none level. For Beadle County, these new positive cases change the scenario very much for them. They are in the substantial level now, and that is why they must do more work to make sure that they're protecting their population. Substantial is more than 4 or 5 positive cases in one county. Now, none of the individuals that have been identified as positive cases are hospitalized. That is good news as well. But I also want to make sure that they're taking actions to protect the population and to isolate those who have tested positive. Restaurants are already taking action across the state to make sure that they're limiting sizes. I want to ask other businesses to be creative in how they're doing this as well, and making sure that we're doing social distancing, doing it in a smart way, and that we're especially focused in Beadle County on making sure that they are going above and beyond to take critical measures to make sure that we don't end up with more people exposed to the virus in the near future. If you have questions, please reach out to our team. Again, you can get more information on covid.sd.gov. You can call the 800 number, 1-800-997-2880. But I would ask, if you are not feeling well, if you think you've been exposed to someone who is positive, do not call that number. Call your doctor. They will walk through the process of getting yourself tested as well. So today we are running 29 tests, and as soon as we get those results and have contacted the labs that have sent in those samples and the patients involved, we certainly will be releasing those results as well. With that, I will open it up to any questions that you may have.
Governor, this is Kent Bush with the Rapid City Journal. How do you balance the different information you're getting? We've had doctors in Rapid City who are questioning the wisdom of our city leaders because they haven't closed down the entire city yet. And we get other doctors who say, this is no worse than the flu, why are we overreacting? How do you balance that decision-making in your office?
Well, this is a very fluid situation. We take input from the federal government, CDC, the FDA. I'm on the phone with them constantly, also talking to healthcare providers to get perspective on the ground here in South Dakota, what's going on in each of our individual communities and what they're seeing. I'll let our Secretary of Health also speak to specific places that she's getting information and how we're making decisions. But I think it's incredibly important that we as a state are being proactive in making wise decisions based on science, based on data, and on facts. So a lot of people will turn on their news and see what's going on in other countries and other communities that don't have the same situation, the same population, the same demographics that we do. That is not helpful. Every decision that we're making, we're using facts. We're using data and science to make the decisions that we can to make sure we're using wisdom in protecting the people of South Dakota. And I'll let the Secretary of Health, Kim, speak to that as well.
Thank you, Governor. In addition to what Governor Noem just explained, we at the Department of Health and with our statewide Emergency Operations Center are talking every single day to healthcare providers across the state with what they're experiencing for normal business practices, the kinds of patients that they're seeing. We are monitoring very closely the use of hospital beds. So we have boots on the ground talking to people across the state on a daily basis so that we can assess what's actually happening in South Dakota and giving information to the governor and her team so she can make decisions that are best for South Dakota.
Further questions?
Governor Lee Strupinger with Public Broadcasting. How would you, I guess, characterize sort of the new cases in Beadle County? You said they were on the verge of community spread, but not quite. I guess how has the state, I guess, doing this, or what have they found in their investigations as to these new cases?
Well, the original cases in Beadle County that we identified resulted in us testing other people that they had been in contact with. Some of those tests have now come back positive. So our Department of Health team goes and does an interview with these individuals, talks to them about where they have been, what groups they have been in, what family members they have spent time with. And through some of those preliminary conversations, we've identified that Beadle County could be in a community spread situation within a matter of days. So we are making sure that we're getting all the information we possibly can to those individuals and the individuals that they've been in contact with, and then also local leaders so that they can make decisions on how to move forward. Our Department of Health has been communicating with that local hospital. We also have that school district that has been talking about setting up a child care center for healthcare workers. We think that is great. We're going to make sure that we have protocols in place to protect those kiddos that would go there and those families so that they know that we're taking appropriate screening activities, and then making sure that the local leaders on the ground have all the information that they need to make decisions to keep people at home and caring for their families.
Governor, this is Michael Zoncello. I have a couple of questions here.
Sure.
First, Mayor Paul Tenhaken has tweeted about packed parking lots at some bars this weekend in Sioux Falls. People were kind of responding to him, asking, you know, for him to shut down those, and he said he doesn't have the authority to do so. I'm wondering, do you have that authority, and why haven't you taken the power? I see other states have, so I'll go with that first.
Well, I had a conversation with the Class 1 mayors just a day or two ago talking about some of these decisions, and I told them exactly what I'm going to tell you right now, is that I can stand up as governor and I can give a strong speech telling businesses to shut down, but I don't have the authority to enforce that. That enforcement and those tools are at the local level. They're with the mayors, they're with the city councils, the county commissioners. So I can certainly give directives as governor, but when I look at the statutes and the powers that are given to me as governor, the actual enforcement of that is very difficult for a governor. So I have told them that they have the tools at their disposal to do that. They can meet and utilize those. I'm continuing to have a team of folks going through our statute, my authorities, our constitution, to see what I have. But all clear indication is that I can certainly make strong statements and give directives. And I think we've seen governors across the nation state the exact same thing that I'm telling you here today. The actual enforcement of what a governor says is difficult. I do have a bit of authority when it comes to emergency disaster situations, when it comes to controlling entry into a town that's been hit by a tornado or using those kind of authorities. But it gets very murky when it comes to this type of a situation, and that's why we're continuing to evaluate it. But the mayor does know this, and I've communicated that with all the Class 1 mayors just within a day or two ago.
So is this something that you could do an executive order for, or get emergency legislation to get, control over? Because I think there was also a problem in Illinois between the mayor of Chicago and the governor of Illinois, and then the governor stepped in and was able to shut those down. I'm just curious about as a follow-up.
Well, an executive order is not an option at that point. We could maybe do emergency statute, but I'd have my attorneys looking at that, because those tools right now lie at the local level with city governments and with county governments, not with the governor's office.
And I have two questions for the Secretary of Health. I'm wondering if you could go over who, I saw on the website, six patients have recovered. If you could tell us which of those six patients are, and then also if there's been any changes for anyone who is hospitalized.
I did not hear that second question. I cannot tell you specifics about the individuals that have recovered. I can tell you that we are in daily contact with all positive cases, monitoring symptoms, making sure that we have clarity around the timelines associated with how long these individuals need to stay isolated. And we will continue to update the website as more people recover. And that's certainly what we hope to see. Could you repeat your second question?
Yeah, the second question, thank you. The second question was if there's any changes to anyone being hospitalized at this point from the previous information that we've been given at other briefings.
Thank you for that. I believe the governor mentioned that. I'll reiterate, currently there are no positive cases that are in the hospital right now.
The one thing I do want to remind everybody is that businesses have all the opportunity to make decisions on how they run their operations and protect the public as well. We've seen so many fantastic stories of people making the right decisions, cooperating together to come up with innovative ways to still deliver food and goods and give opportunities for the elderly to do their shopping in ways that does protect our public health and also gives them the opportunity to continue to serve their customers. So I've been impressed and proud of those across the state of South Dakota that have done it in that manner and would encourage them to continue to do this. For different communities, that looks different in how they deliver those types of services. I am going to have a harsher message for the county of Beadle and for Huron specifically. I'm going to ask you and your local leadership to even be much more stringent in how you go out and interact with the public and communicate with your families that they do need to stay home. They do need to make sure that they're watching each other. If they feel symptomatic, that they absolutely need to be calling their doctor and be getting checked.
Governor, how would you characterize the federal response thus far? Are you getting cooperation, reagents, that sort of thing?
We are doing well on supplies right now and will be for the next couple of days, and we're continuing to have good communication with the federal government. So we anticipate that we will have adequate supplies. We do know, and we have talked about this extensively throughout the last several weeks, that we're not through the woods, that we know we will have more positive cases in the state of South Dakota. We will have more people become infected. Our goal was to slow this down and to make sure it gave us time to have our health care providers ready to handle and care for the individuals that would become positive and would be dealing with this virus. And we have been successful in doing that. But we do not want anyone to think that this will be over by next week. We need you to continue to be diligent, to know that we are in this for several weeks yet, and that we need to make wise decisions to deal with this virus as it makes its way through the population.
To follow up to that, we're about day 8 or 9 of the presidential 15-day period. Have you had any conversations with federal authorities about that 15-day going further? What are we hearing as this plays out?
They have not given us any definitive recommendations. Unless Kim has heard one, I'll ask if she'll speak to that. But I do know they are evaluating it.
Thank you, Governor.
News Radio. Are you asking the counties directly bordering Beetle County to kind of step up their games now that we've had the spike in Beetle County?
We have not communicated with the surrounding counties. We're continuing to investigate these specific positive cases that we have as of today. As we have those conversations and really drill down where they have been, what they have been doing, and who else may have been in contact with them, we'll make future decisions.
Thank you.
Governor Noem, this is Megan Repulver with the Argus Leader. This virus has shown that it's not respectful of borders, you know, internationally or state borders. Is there a time now that we're seeing, you know, Beetle County on the precipice of community spread? Is there a time where you foresee making some stronger statements towards businesses and restaurants or non-essential businesses? I know you say they have the opportunity to make decisions and decisions on the local level, but are you thinking that at some point you're going to get up and say, listen, stop gathering more than 10 people, close non-essential businesses?
We will keep all the tools that I have available to me on the table and utilize them when necessary. So I would certainly think that the potential in the future is there, and I've told that to the folks of South Dakota for several weeks now, that we need to take appropriate action day by day based on data, based on facts of what we're seeing on the ground. And that's why I'm here to you, talking with you today, is letting you know that Beetle County, we have an issue. We expect to see community spread there very shortly, and I want them to take serious action to protect their public. I will continue to do that and be as open and honest on that conversation as we go forward, knowing that we have many of these days in front of us.
Governor, this is Sarah Muirhoff with Foreign News Service. I understand what you're saying about the governor's office not having authority to directly enforce a business shutdown, for example, but wouldn't you say that businesses would still listen to that if you put that in place just by nature of you being the governor?
I'd say a vast majority of those businesses already have. I would say 80% of the businesses in the state of South Dakota that interact with the public have changed their practices, maybe even higher thresholds of that. So, you know, I've been very proud of the people of South Dakota. We have some isolated incidences and obviously some issues in Sioux Falls with some of the bars, and local leaders there, I'm sure, will take action to make sure they're addressing that. We are having personal conversations with other businesses that we know that aren't taking it seriously, and they're recognizing the need and educating them on why they need to change the way they interact with customers. So that kind of outreach is working, and I'm hopeful that local leaders will start doing that as well. Other questions?
Governor, you mentioned...
I'm going to go to Jody right here in the room, and then I'll take the question that's on the line.
You mentioned we have 700 some odd tests out at commercial labs getting testing. How are we doing as far as supplies in our state lab being able to do some of those here?
Thank you. As Governor Noem indicated, we do have supplies to continue to test high priority cases at the state public health lab. And we expect to have those supplies well into next week. And we are working on getting resupplied for those products.
So are we saving our supplies in-state for the high priority and then maybe sending the medium-low out to the commercial labs?
Yeah, that's how we're utilizing our lab today, because commercial labs have come online and even more will as we go through this next week. So, and those high-priority ones are maybe healthcare workers that are going to be on the front lines, and we need to know exactly where they are as far as either positive or negative, or individuals that were directly exposed to somebody who's tested positive, and then also other folks that may have health issues that need an answer right now, so we can get after doing what we can to keep them healthy. So getting them, and plus our lab turns around the results a lot faster. So we need to make sure that those individuals have an answer within 24 hours, where sometimes if you go to a commercial lab, if they're not in a vulnerable population, if they're not a healthcare worker, it may take an extra day or so to get it from a commercial lab, and that's unfortunately how we've had to prioritize it, but it's been working very well. And really, honestly, the positive and negative test results help us make decisions on how we care for that community that they're from. And it's been something that I think would be a pretty uniform process from state to state and how they're all handling these types of testing protocols. Okay, we'll take the question that was on the call earlier.
Yes, ma'am. Joseph Barkoff from the Capital Journal. Good afternoon now, I think, almost. The testing that you're doing now, you still are using the resources that we got a couple of days ago. And after the conversation y'all had with President Trump on Friday, it seemed like there was a disconnect between what Dr. Birx and the Admiral were saying with us South Dakota having commercial testing labs, and you're like, but we don't have testing labs, and you know, and then the president and all three of them saying, you know, there's an exuberant amount, a plethora of resources for us to get, and you were like, well, the hospitals are getting it, they don't even have the tests stood up yet. Sorry for the long-winded preface. Was there a resolution from this? They said they were going to help you on the phone afterwards. Was there any resolution?
Yes, they have indicated to us that we would be getting our supplies in a timely manner, and that they understood what went wrong last time and that it would not happen again.
So do we have labs, or did they just like not have all the information in front of them? And you know, no, like one way or the other. Like, you know, they're like, you've got labs. But we don't. And I've interviewed the state health lab. And he's like, we're really the only place that can do it. So will hospitals be coming online to do it?
This is Kim Olson-Risden. Currently, the 700 tests that are pending are with commercial labs that are located outside the state of South Dakota. We do expect hospital systems within South Dakota to bring up their own lab capacity. And we are working with the Avera system in particular to do that imminently. We expect that to be a matter of days.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, ma'am.
Further questions?
Real quick, you said you're testing about 29 cases today. Or should we expect maybe another update later on in the day?
You know, I'm going to have to let our press team notify you as to how quickly those can be processed. So our lab is working on those now. There are 29 to process. We should have results by the end of today, but we also have to notify the lab which the sample came from, and that lab has to take action to let the patient know their test results before I have the freedom to share it with the public. We've been pushing them to obviously do that notification as soon as possible, but that is always why I can't guarantee a certain time frame to you, but we will do our best to get you all that information that we possibly can. And again, just a summary of what we have going on today here in South Dakota. We have 700 test samples out to commercial labs today. We will be looking and notifying you and updating the website with the current information, and we'll be listing positive and negative results on that website. Of the 14 cases that we've identified in the state already that are positive, we have 6 of those that have fully recovered. That is good news. Yesterday we tested 58 people. 51 came back negative. We had 7 that came back positive yesterday. 6 of those were from Beadle County. Every case that we know of in Beadle County and the one outlier in Brown County was tied to travel or connection to someone who had already tested positive. Although from the current investigations we've done with these individuals, we do believe that they have interacted with other people and that Beadle County could be on the verge of community spread. That means for Beadle County, don't go out, stay home, take serious action to limit group size. Everybody, remember to wash your hands. That is still the very best thing you can do to protect you and your family. Do social distancing. Make sure that if you don't feel well, that you're calling your doctor. And continue to access up-to-date information on covid.sd.gov, and we will certainly keep you in the loop as much as we possibly can with any information that we have available to us. Okay? Thank you so much. We'll talk again soon.